Good morning, brethren. Certainly good to see everybody out this morning, and hope that you had a restful night and are ready and be ready to take in a lot of blessings in the instructions that we are going to receive today. We're going to open today with the use of hymn number 324. This morning, to open our service and our thoughts, we're going to be turning to the reading of a psalm, actually two psalms. One of them is the psalm that's cited in the manna. I'm going to start out by reading, however, the first psalm, which is Psalm 86. And Brother Dean Wagner is going to be reading that for us, Psalm 86.
Bow down thine ear, O Lord. Hear me, for I am poor and needy. Preserve my soul, for I am holy. O thou my God, save thy servant that trusteth in thee. Be merciful unto me, O Lord, for I cry unto thee daily. Rejoice the soul of thy servant, for unto thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul. For thou, Lord, art good and ready to forgive, and plenteous in mercy unto all that call upon thee. Give ear, O Lord, unto my prayer, and attend to the voice of my supplications. In the day of my trouble, I will call upon thee, and I will answer, and thou wilt answer me. Among the gods there is none like unto thee, O Lord, neither are there any works like unto thy works. All nations whom thou hast made shall come and worship before thee, O Lord, and shall glorify thy name. For thou art great and doest wondrous things. Thou art God alone. Teach me thy way, O Lord. I will walk in thy truth. Unite my heart to fear thy name. I will praise thee, O Lord, my God, with all my heart, and I will glorify thy name forevermore.
Well, we open with a hymn of the cause for gratitude, and follow that with a psalm of praise and thanksgiving to the Lord, and a lot of wonderful thoughts that are contained in that psalm. And I think there's a nice consistency to our manna for today. And we're asking Brother Scott Simon if he'll come up and read our manna.
I have set the Lord always before me. Because he is at my right hand, I shall not be moved. Psalm 16:8. He who has buried his own will completely in the will of the Lord can know no disappointment, but in every affair of life, he sees by faith divine appointment or supervision, and hears the word of the Lord in all of life's affairs, assuring him, all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. It is one of the evidences of reaching the graduating condition of heart when we are able to take the oppositions of the great adversary and of the world and of our own flesh patiently, uncomplainingly, unmurmuringly, joyfully, as part of the disciplinary experience meted out to us by our all-wise and all-loving Lord. I have set the Lord always before me. Because he is at my right hand, I shall not be moved. Psalm 16:8.
Thank you, brethren. We'd like to continue with the use of hymn number 183, and this is the selection of Brother Russ for his discourse. So, hymn 183, and we will just sing the first two verses. Brother Michael Nakora, if he'll lead us in prayer and ask a blessing upon the service.
Our dear Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy most holy name. We, as thy children, desire at this time to lift our hearts and minds to thee in prayer, thanking thee for all the good things that we have received at thy hand. Especially we thank thee for calling us out of darkness into thy marvelous light of truth and understanding. And we thank thee too for this opportunity to draw apart to this quiet place where we can meditate upon thee and thy word and thy plan. Indeed, it is our prayer that you will bless the service to follow by our brother Shalu. Help that the words that he speaks will encourage each one of our hearts, that we might press on faithfully and make our calling and election sure. Bless too this day of convention, and help us as we fellowship one with another to encourage and build up one another. Continue now to be with us, be with all those that call upon thy name everywhere, for we ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.